Hello and welcome to the latest DBM Academy podcast, your weekly dose of all things blockchain and beyond. I'm your host, John.
And I'm Sarah. Great to be here, John.
So, Sarah, I came across a report this week that I thought was fascinatingly ironic. It's about the UK government, a looming $20 billion budget deficit, and a rather large stash of Bitcoin.
Let me guess, they're not holding it as a strategic asset, are they?
Not quite. The report highlights the supreme irony of the situation. Bitcoin, created as a hedge against the very money printing and government bailouts we're seeing, is now being sold off prematurely by the UK government to plug another of its endless financial holes.
You can't make this stuff up. So how much are we talking about?
The UK Home Office is planning to sell at least £5 billion, which is over $6.5 billion worth of seized Bitcoin. The bulk of this comes from a massive seizure of 61,000 Bitcoin from a Chinese Ponzi scheme back in 2018.
61,000 Bitcoin. Wow. What was that worth back then versus now?
Well, that's the kicker. At the time of the seizure, Bitcoin was around $6,000. Now, with Bitcoin's price soaring, that same stash is worth over £5.4 billion.
Wow, so they've basically stumbled into a massive profit. But this completely contradicts the whole point of Bitcoin, doesn't it?
Exactly. It seems that governments, especially G7 nations, still just don't get sound money. They see Bitcoin as a speculative chip to be cashed in for short-term relief, not as a potential long-term solution to the very financial instability they've been creating for the past 50 years.
It reminds me of the UK selling off its gold reserves at the bottom of the market in 1999, and its mismanagement of the oil reserves during the 1980s. It seems like a classic case of misunderstanding the asset reserves and sound money economics yet again.
Precisely. And it's not just the UK. In the US, the US Marshals Service is sitting on over $3.4 billion in seized Bitcoin. And there are even calls for national Bitcoin reserves in both countries. The irony is that while they're selling assets off prematurely, they're also creating framework to manage confiscated crypto into the long term via sovereign wealth funds. Funds that ultimately could benefit all members of society well into the future.
I see Germany sold off its significant Bitcoin holdings in 2024, too. Oh dear. So what is the end game here, John?
Great question, Sarah. It seems that as governments continue to run deficits, they'll always be forced to either print more baseless currency or sell off assets way too early. In a strange way, this is actually bullish for Bitcoin's price and hence individuals who know how to be their own bank. The increased supply hits the open market, but the simultaneous debasement of fiat currency makes Bitcoin a more attractive asset.
So the government's short-sightedness could actually fuel the very thing they're trying to avoid, and in fact help individuals astute enough to own sound money.
That's the long and short of it. It's a fascinating and deeply ironic situation that really highlights the philosophical clash between traditional finance and the world of decentralized, self-empowered digital assets. We live in fascinating times, for sure, as the worlds of unlimited access to education and sound money normalizes. Well, that's all the time we have for this episode of the DBM Podcast. We hope you found it interesting. A big thank you to Sarah for joining me.
Always a pleasure, John. See you next time.
And a huge thank you to our listeners. Join us next time for more education and insight as to why we do what we do in the DBM Academy. Turn this realization and education into application as soon as you can. Learn how we do that at www.dbm.academy. See you there.